Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An outrageous state court order says that a church attendance and teachings may be psychologically harmful to this child. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
In fact, this court order is so outrageous that it's stopping a precious 12-year-old daughter who wants to attend church. She's received Christ. She wants to grow in her faith. She wants to see her Christian friends and study the Bible with them. It's preventing her from doing that.
Yes, she's been attending, for example, this Calvary Chapel in Portland, Maine, from May of 2021 until this order came down in December of 2024. So 3.5 plus moving on 4 years. And during that time, she has attended the church on Sunday and on midweek, sometimes twice on Sunday and then on midweek. So she's developed friends over these 3.5 plus years, friends that she goes to church with, Sunday school, she plays with, she's gone on other trips with. And in December of 2024, this order comes down, and the order prevents her, Ava, this 12-year-old daughter, from going to Calvary Chapel, Portland, and associating with anybody who is a member of Calvary Chapel, Portland.
And, you know, on one hand, I think it's very sad that Dad obviously has had some kind of bad religious experience at a church or something, but then he's projecting this upon his daughter and stopping her from growing in her faith and fellowshipping with others.
Yeah, so this case began when Emily Bickford and Matthew Bradeen conceived a child out of wedlock, Ava, and they never got married, and they voluntarily did shared custody, and then they entered into a court order where Emily had primary custody and Matthew had visitation. And everything was fine. Emily was not a Christian at the time, but she became a Christian, and her life changed, and she wanted to learn more about God. She eventually found this church, Calvary Chapel in Portland, a great church. Calvary Chapel is an evangelical Christian church. It's about one of 2,000 such similar churches within the Calvary Chapel church network. And she loved that church. And she and Ava began attending there in May of 2021. Ava then wanted to get baptized. And so she asked her dad whether she could get baptized. And the dad said no. He wanted to look at Calvary Chapel. And so he began watching their sermons. And he then said, I don't want you to be baptized. And then he went to court. And in his court filing, he referred to the word God in lowercase. So that's where all this lowercase God came from. Came from him. And then the court order that actually was entered in later continued on this blasphemous use of the lowercase.
And basing it upon a testimony of a so-called cult expert that he brought in, I mean, this is just ludicrous.
Yeah, it's crazy. The person from California was a former sociology professor and presented herself as an expert on so-called cults. And she said that Calvary Chapel is cult-like, because, and she ticked off a number of reasons, which the court actually adopted, amazingly. That's the worst part of it. It believes in good and evil, heaven and hell, angels and demons, eternal life, salvation through Jesus Christ, that the Bible is true, that the church teaches the Bible verse by verse, chapter by chapter. And because of that, that is a cult-like church. That's a cult-like organization. And also that it follows what she called the Moses model. Moses being, you know, in most people's minds, you have the movie Moses, you have the Ten Commandments, you have Judaism and Christianity. Moses is a great leader. He led the children of Israel out of bondage into freedom.
So is she saying that Moses is a leader of this so-called cult?
No, she's saying that the Moses model is some charismatic leader that people follow. And so that's the Moses model. If you have a pastor who is confident in what he believes and teaches what he believes because he is using the Bible in this case, teaching the Bible verse by verse, chapter by chapter, believing in what the Bible says, is confident in your beliefs, then that's the Moses model.
But Moses is one character, one person in the Bible that leads everyone to Jesus.
Yeah, you know, what you have here is taking something that's good and making it look bad, that the Moses model is a bad thing. To have a great leader like Moses is a bad thing.
It's messed up.
It's messed up. And so the judge actually uses this statement by this person who's frankly not an expert. We weren't counsel in the trial below, but we are counsel on the appeal.
And did the pastor of the church testify as well?
Yeah, the pastor of the church testified. And so when you look at the court's order, it totally distorts everything. It says of the pastor that he spoke fast and that he was very confident about his statements. Well, you and I have had a chance to speak to the pastor. Mm-hmm. I've spoken to him several times. He doesn't speak any faster or slower than any other normal person.
No.
He's a great man.
Right.
And he's confident
That's
in the
silly.
Bible.
That's really he's, silly.
He teaches verse by verse. So when they open up the book of Mark, if they're teaching the book of Mark, they're going to start with Mark chapter 1.
Was he supposed to talk slow-mo or something?
I don't know. There's even a place where she has in her order this thing that she tries to portray as bad, where he's praying for Emily and Ava, and he uses the word enemy. Well, in the context, he's using the word enemy being Satan is the enemy.
Right.
She then distorts that in the order to say, well, he was referring to Matthew Bradeen as the enemy. And that's absolutely false. Anyway, this order comes out. Every time the order actually uses the word God, it lowercases it. Now, everyone knows when you uppercase God, G-O-D, you're referring to a specific supreme being. But if you lowercase God, G-O-D, all lowercase, you're referring to multiple gods. There's no one God that you're referring to. I mean, even the attorneys representing Matthew Bradeen on appeal, in their brief, when they quote the judge's order, where the judge actually uses the word God, what does their brief do? It capitalizes the word mm-hmm. God.
Referring to Yahweh, Adonai.
That's no, but I mean, the brief capitalizes God because they know the proper way of doing it.
Right.
But they do it in a way that it makes it look like that's what the order says. They should have put bracket, S-I-C, close bracket, because that's not how it appears in the order. So in other words, the actual attorneys filing a brief before the court, they use the proper way of referring to God, capital G, lowercase O-D. When they quote the order, that actually is using lowercase G, O-D. So the judge lowercases the word God all throughout the order and says that there's no evidence, believe it or not, there's no evidence that there's been any harm to Ava because of her being associated with any teaching related to the Bible. No evidence of that, which is true. But then she goes on to give this order that says, you can't attend Calvary Chapel, you can't watch their literature, can't watch their videos, can't associate with anything related to Calvary Chapel, that would mean even the Bible, can't associate with any member of Calvary Chapel. And then also regarding other churches, Matthew Bradeen has sole authority to say yes or no to any church, any religious organization, any religious teaching, any religious philosophy, including the Bible in general.
Hmm.
And guess what Matthew Bradeen has done since December of 2024? He has vetoed every single church Emily and Ava have suggested.
Yeah, Emily's offered even other churches besides Calvary Chapel, and he says, no, no, no.
He vetoes every single one. He even wants to know what they're doing in her home when Emily and Ava are at home. Are they reading the Bible together? This is the most outrageous thing. I just argued it not long ago at the Maine Supreme Court. Please pray for this case, because this is heartbreaking. As mm-hmm. we're in the Christmas season, Emily can't take Ava to a Christmas program.
Now the case is in their hands, so...
She wasn't able to do that in December of 2024. She can't do it now in December of 2025 because this order is still in existence. Pray for a great reversal, pray for freedom, and pray for redemption. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.